That's it. I didn't know what songs they're going to do. And it's amazing that it ended in this, that he is the name above all names. So I'm going to try and do my best to do a bit of mingles, mostly English, but then I'll put a few Afrikaans in between for our English-speaking people. There is something about pushing through in worship. There's something about pushing through beyond yourself. Meaning, it is you praying, but it's pushing through. But sometimes when, especially what I'm talking about today, it is something that you have to, can't really explain it in another way than push through into worship, into prayer, into glorifying God. And that's what I just quickly want to share about, and we're going to activate it and pray a little bit after this. So even when I say that we're going to pray a little bit after this, we do have, you know, some of us that feel a little bit uncomfortable, don't we? Amen? I remember for years when I was in church and somebody said I have to pray, I'm like, no, no, it's pastoor's werk daai. So if I send you a message yesterday saying that today we're just going to pray, how many of you would have been excited to come to church? Sit. Maybe about four or five of us. Come on, let's be honest. Right? Because I do think, honestly, I do think that we... Let me ask this question first then. If we're like in a real drought, or famine eats, or COVID eats again, and then we call a prayer meeting, I think a few more of us would be a little bit more excited to come. Amen? Come on, let's be honest. Amen? Yeah, church will be full if we well, if we were allowed to be full with COVID. All 50 of us. And I'm not saying it's a us thing. I'm not talking to you this morning. It's a us thing. It's a human being thing. It's something that we need to realize that we are actually so needs-driven. And we're not God-glory-driven. Amen? We need to realize that. We need to know that we're needs-driven. And that's why when we pray mostly when we've got a need. A need for His presence, a need for... We're so need-driven, which is... God made us with a void for Him to fill, I understand that. But it's for Him to fill, not for His hand, for His heart. We so many times we just pray for needs to be filled. And we actually miss that to push through in prayer, to push through in worship, to get beyond your own needs of it. And it's what, yeah, so I want to talk about prayer a little bit. Obviously you can catch what I'm saying. So if you want to put a topic on it, we need to pray. So just a few encouragements before we pray this morning. Want as daar een ding is wat ek besef het in my lewe is dat ek het encouragement nodig. Ek het bemoediging nodig om te bid. I need that encouragement. And that encouragement this morning, when we talk about prayer this morning, so we're going to talk about the need of it and how God commands it and so forth and some of the encouragements. So a lot of us will start feeling guilty for not praying enough. And then we'll start doing it again out of guilt. And then after a while, we'll just not do it anymore. Because doing it out of guilt is not why God wants you. It's not a box to tick. We need to understand praying more and spending time with God in prayer is not, we don't do it because He has to. We need to do it. Or we have to. We need to do it because we understand why we do it. We need to pray because we need to understand the reason behind it. The reason behind prayer and why God commands it. Okay. So it's not just doing this out of guilt. It is doing because I want to do it. Because I understand why. So here's a few encouragements. I've got three of them today. There's plenty of them in the Word, but I've only got three. Okay, because of time, because I want us to pray. So the first encouragement I want to say today is that prayer is needed. It sounds so stupid saying that, but it is so profound to understand, and that will encourage you to pray, that you need to pray. And you need to know that you need it. Because we think, once I've put up my hand and I've given my life to Jesus, okay, I'm okay. I'm all right. As long as I go to church once a month, as long as I read my Bible once in a while, you need to pray. And just to encourage you a little bit more, I'm going to read us a few scriptures. So Romans 8:34, I've put up the Afrikaans over there for the Afrikaans people to follow. And I'm going to read slowly in English. Okay. Just because I can't read fast in English. So Romans 8:34, who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Hebrews 7:25 speaks about Jesus here. It says, consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost. It's a massive scripture, this. But he's able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, talking about Jesus, since him, Jesus, always lives to make intercession for them. So we see Jesus interceding. Now, what is intercede? Okay? It's praying. What's the difference between praying and interceding? Okay, praying, let's start with interceding. Interceding is standing in a place and praying for somebody. Standing in that place. I intercede. Okay? In Afrikaans said it, hy tree in vir ons. Okay? And praying is doing both, praying for yourself and praying for people. Okay. But Jesus intercedes for us. Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit helps, or 8 verse 26, sorry. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows that what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The Spirit intercedes for the saints. So Jesus and the Holy Spirit is interceding and praying for you. Who are we to think it's not necessary to pray if they are? So I've thought about this whole week. And I'm like, Lord, God praying to God. It's interesting. And I've tried to figure out, how does that work? I'm a thinker. Okay. So I try to figure this out. And the only answer I got is because it's needed. You need to realize that God thinks. Jesus and the Holy Spirit won't do something if it's not necessary. And they are interceding for you. They are interceding and praying for you. And we just go through life, la-di-da. Think of it. If that's not enough encouragement to know that God thinks it's necessary for you, you need to realize that you're missing something. So why is it needed? Revelation 12 verse 10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. So the devil Satan is accusing you day and night before the Father. And that's what the Holy Spirit, and especially Jesus, they talk about the advocate. He's an advocate. He's fighting the war for us. You need to realize you're in a war. That's why it's needed. And we sometimes forget that. And the power of prayer in that. And we'll get to what another encouragement, why we pray that. So if Jesus and the Holy Spirit sees it necessary to pray for you in this war, how much more should we? Amen? Not out of guilt. We need to understand why. It's not a, ek nou so skuldig, ek weet ek moet meer bid nie. Begin sien hoekom jy moet bid. Dan gaan jy wil bid. Nie uit skuldgevoel uit nie. The second reason why it's needed, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. We need it because we are weak. The Holy Spirit intercedes for you because you are weak. You're a weak human. I'm a weak human. I need the Holy Spirit to intercede for me. That should encourage you to say that I know that I'm weak, I need prayer. It shouldn't be, oh, I'm weak. No, that's why God made you that way, so that you'll have to depend on Him because you are weak. And then we get people that say, well, I've got the gift of intercessory. I'm like, intercession or what? Yeah, I've got the gift of intercession. And honestly, I can't find that in the Bible. If you can give it to me, then I'll repent, but I don't see it in the Bible. We all are called to intercede and pray. And if you think you've got the gift of intercessor or interceding, or whatever you want to call it, the gift to pray, you need to hold on to this scripture. It says that you need the Holy Spirit to pray because you are weak. You don't know what you... The scripture says you don't know what to pray. So don't hold on to a gift that says that I've got a gift of intercession. No. Hold on to that you're weak and you need the Holy Spirit to pray. And I want to say, if you think you've got that gift, then the way we pray in front of people, that's sometimes why the church struggled to do that, because you get people that pray, and Jesus spoke about it, in this woorde and all you do is you make people feel insecure. Just talk to God. We are all called to intercede. It's not just for some. So I want to say, pray humbly. Pray humbly. Pray with that thing in your heart, knowing that I don't know what to say. And that encourages me. That encourages me to go to the Father. Because I don't know what to say always. I just talk. I just, whatever I feel in my heart, and when I think of you guys, I intercede for you. I don't always, but I know that the Holy Spirit helps me in my weakness through this. Amen. That should encourage you to do it. So if you don't feel equipped to, I haven't got a gift of intercession, no, it's not about that. It's just about praying. The second encouragement is, so we've got the two reasons why it's needed, because you're weak and you're in a war. That should, just that's enough for me to pray, that you're weak and you're in a war. Don't think you're strong and everything's la-di-da, okay? Second encouragement, because He commands it. That should encourage you. God commands you to pray. And the only scripture I can remember by heart is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, bid gedurig. That's the easiest one in the word. Bid gedurig. 1 Thessalonica, what's that? Yeah. Nie vir my lachie. Bid sonder ophou in die Afrikaans. Rejoice always, verse 16. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Listen, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's His will for you to pray. He commands it. And He doesn't say pray. Make sure you pray. No, he doesn't. Bid gedurig. Pray continually. Why? Why? What has he commanded? Show me your faith, I'll show you my works. Faith without works is dead. Faith without prayer is dead. Prayer is an acting of faith, acting out of faith. And if I'm not praying continually, my faith will falter and fall. That's why he says, he commands it, pray. Pray continually. That's his faith. Because faith is pleasing to him. Faith brings a humble heart. And once we pray in faith, we know that God wants to be with us. And the reason for prayer is also for your joy. If you struggle with joy, pray. Amen? Why do I say that? John 16, verse 24. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. That's what we sang this morning. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So why do we pray? Why do we ask God? So that our joy will be full. So prayer brings faith. Faith aligns your heart with Jesus and his will and his presence, so that your joy will be full. So if you're struggling with joy in your life, pray. The third and last encouragement. It brings glory to God. When you pray, it brings glory to God. And that should encourage you to pray. That's why I say we push through in worship. We push through in worship. We push through in prayer. Why? Because it gives glory to God. It gives glory to God. And how does it do that? I want to say, if you come in with the encouragement and you come in with the heart to give glory to God when you're praying, it's different than coming with your needs. When you come and you ask, okay, so let's go to that scripture again, John 16, verse 24. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Ask and you will receive. So how many of you have asked for a Ferrari and you haven't received yet? Because we read the scripture and we're like, okay, even with difficult things, you're going through suffering, you're asking, and where's God? Where is God? Why am I not receiving? And then we say, but Lord, I am asking in your name. And I want to say this morning, and praying in Jesus' name is not a password, even though we like to use it as a password, to tap into. We say we've got this nowhere in the Bible, not even when God teaches them to say the Our Father prayer. It doesn't end in, I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. It doesn't end in that way. But we do see through the Bible where it says, when you pray in my name, the Father will. When you ask in my name, so what does that mean? So it's not wrong to say that. Don't stop saying that, it's not wrong. But you have to mean it. So that scripture, when you ask in my name, you will receive. We have to interpret scripture with scripture. Amen? So even the Holy Spirit prays this prayer. He says in Romans 8:27, we read it just before this, but it says, the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. 1 John 5:14. Vrymoedigheid hê. As jy wil vrymoedigheid hê om na die Vader te gaan, moet jy in sy wil bid. And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So now we have to interpret the previous scripture with this scripture. So anything we ask in my name, he will do, yes. But this scripture says anything we ask according to his will, he will hear. So anything you ask in his name means in his name is so much more than just a password. It is in his name. It's in him, through him. That's why he intercedes for you. It's through him, meaning I'm submitting what I'm feeling through Jesus. Now let's take, for instance, the scripture is actually beautiful. I want to read that scripture first, sorry. The reason why we pray in his name. John 14, verse 13. Here he says again, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. What does that say in Afrikaans? Ek sal, dit sal ek doen, so dat die Vader en die Seun verheerlik kan word. In Afrikaans, or in English it says, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Sorry, just before that it says, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So the reason why God answers our prayers is so that the Father will be glorified through the Son. So if I'm praying, not because of need, I'm praying because I want him to be glorified, then God, I'm aligning my will with the Father. Does that make sense now? So anything I ask, that it's aligned with the will of the Father so that the Son will be glorified. And that's the heart and the encouragement what I want you to carry in your heart. Why are you going to Jesus and praying? Why are you praying to the Father? So that he will be glorified. And then the Father says, if an earthly father, who's a human being, I'm paraphrasing now, frail human father, broken, and you ask him a bread, he'll give you a bread. How much more will I, a perfect father, give you a bread when you ask for a bread? And how many times have you prayed and you received a rock according to you? Hoeveel keer het jy al gebid? Sê, Here, ek vra hierdie van u. Ek vra dit in u naam. En dan kry jy wat jy dink is 'n klip. En jy sê soos, Here, maar ek het nie vir dit gevra nie. Trust the Father that he is giving you a bread. Why? Because he knows that he has to be glorified so that the world will be saved. What he is giving you, trust his heart, even though you don't understand his hand. So I'm asking, Father, I'm asking through your Son, in your will, so that you will be glorified. So I'm asking this, but whatever you give me, it's for your glory. It's for your glory. Whatever you give me, it's for your glory. And I've heard so many teachings, people say, don't pray, Father, I pray this if it's your will. That's doubting. I'm saying, no, that's biblical. Jesus prayed exactly the same prayer. Father, I ask this of you, but not my will. Your will be done. So when we pray, it's for God's glory. And when we pray, and we continually pray, you're continually bringing awareness of God's glory in your life. And that's why God's being glorified in your house. That's why God's being glorified in the way you live. It's because you're continually praying for his glory. You're not just continually praying for needs to be filled. It's about his glory. So continuous prayer brings a continuous awareness of God in your life. How many of you need a bigger revelation of God's awareness in your life, of God being with you? A groter openbaring. Wie van julle het net daai heeltyd die wete nodig in julle harte van die Here is met my? Hæ? Huh? Hoeveel van ons het net daai besef nodig? Ja, die Here is met my. If you want that, pray continually. Because prayer brings awareness of God in your life. And that's why we live, people. It's for his glory. That's why you're still here. You're not here just to manage your life. You're here to bring glory to God. We're here to change the world, meaning getting people saved into the kingdom, not change and make this world a better place. Because this place is temporary. So that's why I want to encourage you today. It's not a guilt thing. I hope that I've encouraged you today to pray more. Because you need it. You're in a war and you're weak. God commands it for you to continually pray so you have a continual awareness so that it can fill you with joy. And that He will be glorified through your smile in Jacob. Because you're aware of Jesus. Even though somebody took your parking spot. Amen. So we're going to pray now. And next time when I send a message and I say we're going to pray this morning, we need to understand that I'm going because my prayer is going to glorify God. If it's just about your need, you're not going to pray because most of us are living amazing lives. Our needs are full. Yeah, we've got suffering and we've got, but we're actually okay. So why do we struggle to fill up prayer meetings? Because we're actually doing okay. We don't understand why we need to pray. If you're really doing well, even if you're really doing financially well, trust me, you need to pray more than anyone else. You need to pray more than anyone else. Because you need to see that God needs to be glorified through your life. Amen. So we're going to turn into groups now of 4 or 5. If you're a visitor, you don't feel like comfortable praying, but let's pray together. And I want to say, normally we'll say, let's pray for this, let's pray for this. I want you to be led by the Spirit this morning. Just pray what's on your heart. Let's pray. You can pray for each other. You can pray. Let's spend some time. We're not in a hurry. It's only just past 10. Amen.